The Republican-led PA State Senate ignores the package it got from the state house controlled by Democrats on a mass transit funding bill. So any chance of holding off massive service cuts before Thursday's deadline set by SEPTA are stuck in the mud of political rhetoric in Harrisburg. The Senate version would use revenue from a proposed tax on skill games rather than the Democratic version, which would use the sales tax. Sifting through it all, KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwood reports it's looking more and more unlikely that the state legislature will be able to agree on a funding plan for SEPTA and mass transit by that Thursday deadline.
Bucks County Republican Frank Faria says dipping into the public transit trust fund's $2-plus billion to cover SEPTA for 2 years makes more sense than the plan from House Democrats that would have dipped into existing sales tax revenue.
They've passed that plan five different times, never once saying where that funding is coming from. And while they've been playing political games, we've been working on a solution.
Bucks County Democrat Steve Sanicero says this plan's a shell game.
The vast majority of it has already been spoken for capital projects throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Other southeastern PA Democrats say it would be a net loss for SEPTA, funding the agency for 2 years, but requiring ongoing fare hikes while sending money to rural roads and highways. Senate Republican leader Joe Pittman says that's how rural Pennsylvania felt when Governor Shapiro and Rendell used money for rural roads to fund SEPTA.
Doesn't feel so good, does it?
The bill heads to the state house where it has little to no chance of passing, meaning the legislature has little to no chance of meeting SEPTA's deadline for service cuts. Jim Melwort, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.